One more hour to go here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for our high school football coaches preview show. Having all kinds of fun out here on the patio. Stop on by. We'll be here until 9 o'clock tonight. Andy Bulbarch out here at the Brew Kettle. Jared Kozar is our on-site engineer. We've got Steve Bailey back in studio control, cruising into the 8 o'clock hour, catching up with a number of different high school football coaches in Lorain County. And next up, we have a gentleman that I'm sure you all know extraordinarily well, Avon head coach Mike Elder. Coach, great to have you on as always, and what an interesting year 2020 has been. And you guys thought that all the injuries you guys suffered last year in 2019 may have been the worst of these problems, but holy cow, did things get turned upside down.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Andy, you're exactly right. I was actually telling our team that today. I said, we thought we went through adversity last year, but really them and all the other kids, you know, that are hoping for a fall season with all of the question marks surrounding the season, for them to keep showing up and working hard, and now not even having the ability to go through a scrimmage. Two-a-days are awful. When they're really hard, and the hard is what makes it great. But right now, man, there's nothing even to look forward to in terms of a scrimmage. And so I told him, you're making history. You're going through the absolute worst two-a-days in the history of football. And we're going to do it together. We're going to get through it, and we're dealing with that adversity. So it kind of makes last year look a little easier.
And there was nothing easy about last year, that's for sure. I mean, you guys got to a point in the final game of the season last year that you were basically having a wide receiver run out of the Wildcat for you guys, and it was such a strange year, and one that, well, hopefully you guys never really have to experience again, but you can't help but think you had so many kids grow from that experience.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about it on the way in. And in the time, it's all about those relationships you have with your players and the ones that are injured and how heartbreaking that is for them to not experience that playoff run and us getting to the Final Four. But when you look forward to the following year, you had a lot of guys who had to step up and play, who started the season as JV players. And so I really look at a lot of those kids now as returning starters, you know, because they had significant minutes in meaningful games, in big games, you know, and you're playing the Maslin Tigers at Parma Byers Field, and all those fans, you're now ready for what the varsity season holds. So we have a lot more returning starters coming back because of it, but unfortunately your heart breaks for the kids last year who lost that opportunity.
Well, one of the guys I know you'll be relying on heavily, the anchor of your offensive line, Mason Bingham, a guy who's made quite the high school career in the trenches, and also he's had quite the wrestling career as well. So give me an idea as to what you're looking for from him from a leadership perspective this season.
Well, he's been voted as one of our captains. We always announce our captains at the banquet. You know, the outgoing seniors have something to say about that, and then we add a few more right before the season. And he was unanimous. Every kid on that team views him as a leader, and he's a kid who made it to the state wrestling tournament this year. Unfortunately, didn't get to participate because that was canceled. And here he is just leading us through one of the most difficult, you know, situations ever in high school sports for a football program, at least. I know some of the spring sports went through this last year, but he hasn't even blinked. I mean, he shows up, he goes to work, he's encouraging of others. He's everything you want in a leader, and he's been our center now for 2 years, and this will be his third. And last year, because of those injuries, he actually played a lot of defense, and he's a two-way player for us, and we're counting on him to do big things.
Next man up has really kind of been your mantra with that program, and it's worked wonders for the better part of a decade and a half for you guys now. Danny Zay went down in the playoffs for you guys last year. You were able to use that next man up mentality. Using that next man up mentality, who were some of the competitors to be the primary signal caller for you guys this year?
Yeah, right now it's a senior, Nico Pappas. You know, he was the backup last year, and when Danny got hurt, he came in to get Worcester game and finished the game and led us to a victory, and then started against Cleveland Benedictine. And, you know, that was a very talented football team we were playing, and he rushed for like 247 yards in that game and really showed who he is as an athlete. He's been starting at safety for us as a sophomore and junior. So this year he's really separated himself. So I think the real battle in our program is for the number two quarterback. We've got three kids we feel really good about, and they're battling for number two. But, you know, Nico Pappas is a starting point guard for our basketball team, tremendous athlete, tremendous leader, captain, and someone we're looking forward to calling the plays for us this year.
Tough as nails, too. He played those last couple playoff games with a big old cast on his thumb as well. Again, Avon head coach Mike Elder joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for our high school football coaches preview show. Last year, Coach, when we were speaking, I think it was just before we got into the playoffs, you had mentioned, you know, we've got one heck of a defense. Maybe it's not getting talked about as much, but we've got one heck of a defense. And you guys have a lot coming back on that side of the ball. Kaya Yonker is one of the guys that stands out. But I think when you talk about that unit from last year, there really wasn't anybody individually that really stood out. That was such a good collective team unit, and I know you have a lot coming back on that side of the ball.
We do. You know, it starts in the back end. I laugh to our staff right now that 2 years ago we went and played our rivals at Lake to open up the season, and we probably lost a game in the last 30 seconds of the game because we weren't very good in the secondary. And we weren't very good because a bunch of sophomores were playing. And, you know, they just needed the experience and they needed to grow and get older. And now Michael Matlack, Cam Erskine, Nico Pappas, those guys are all seniors. And now that's the strength of our football team 2 years removed. So it's fun to watch kids evolve. And, you know, they were good high school players back then. They just weren't ready for that stage yet. And they played well in moments, but now it's the strength of our team. Mitch Dupra and Johnny Love as safeties have stepped up last year throughout all the injuries that occurred. So we really feel good about the back end. And then linebacker-wise, you know, Devin Hunter is a returning starter for us, running back and linebacker. And then obviously you mentioned Kyle Yonkers. He's a really talented player for us as well.
You mentioned Hunter, and I'm glad you went to the backfield too, because that was another area where you guys just kind of fought that war of attrition all throughout the season. I mean, you had one of the best backs in the history of the area, and Nick Perusik, he went down with a series of injuries. And you mentioned Hunter already. Who are some of the guys he might be splitting some of those carries with in the backfield?
You know, we've got probably five guys we feel really good about, which is a good problem to have. But Devin Hunter is obviously the leader of that group. We have a young man named Gavin Earhart. He just committed to be a Division I baseball player. He's only going to be a sophomore at Cincinnati, so he's a really talented athlete. We got Trevor Norman, who's another great player for us. Desmond Kelly, a big, powerful runner who we feel exceptionally good about. And then several others, you know, that we think can step in there and carry the ball. So that's probably one of the deepest positions we have offensively is running back.
Well, underclassmen always seem to pop up. And it's weird because you have a program where guys kind of, I don't want to say they bide their time, but they kind of take their lumps. And you've really got to earn your spot on your teams. And underclassmen, though, they always seem to find their way to work their way into your rotation. Have you had any that really stand out so far in the early stages of camp?
You know, last year we were forced to play Austin Mitchell, who was a freshman for us at tight end. And we have a really good tight end in Andrew Smith, who's a returning starter. Austin stepped up when Andrew was injured throughout the regular season last year and proved that he was worthy and belonged on the field. I'm talking like belong. This is as a freshman, never had a freshman step in and probably play the way he did. So now I look at him every day. He'll probably be a starting defensive end. We can go 12 personnel and put him into the tight end. And I think of him as a senior, and he's only a sophomore. You know, you realize that. So him and Gavin, who I mentioned to you earlier at running back, are two sophomores that we feel really good about. And there's some other guys fighting for time there. There's an old adage in coaching. They say for every sophomore you play, count it as a loss. We don't really want to play a lot of sophomores. But when you're talented enough, you can, and you get away with it. And the sophomores who play at Avon are obviously pretty good.
About a month or two ago, I know Sean Bennett wrote an article in the Chronicle-Telegram talking about the things you guys were doing in Phase 1. You guys were having kids come into the weight room. They were working out in groups of nine. You guys took all the proper protocol, and you carried some of what you guys have learned into hopefully the future for meeting with these kids over Zoom calls. You let them go home, have dinner. They shower up instead of having 50 kids who are still kind of sweaty and smelly gather around you guys with that campfire mentality in your office. So you guys have learned a lot of things along the way, but I know it's been extraordinarily tough. What are some things you guys are doing in order to try and keep the kids safe during your practices?
Yeah, you know, it's been an interesting evolution when you go through Phase 1 and Phase 2 and to where you're at where you are now. But all of our kids have to get there. They arrive through different gates. We have 108 kids on our football team, 10 through 12. So we have a lot of kids on the team. We bring them in through different gates. We do the temperature checks, all the system checks. They have to be masked up, and they keep the mask on until the whistle blows for practice to start. Kids separate their water bottles all over the field, so there's no shared water this year. We have one person who will refill water bottles if they need to with a hose that we have from one of our drinkerators. We have sanitation stations surrounding the field. So, you know, we're going 9-minute periods like was recommended by the Ohio High School Football Coaches Association, 2 minutes off. And that took a while to get used to, but now I kind of like it. And during those 2 minutes, our players know they can be nowhere near each other. That 2-minute break is to be separated. You're supposed to drink your water, disinfect your hands, and then be ready for the next 9-minute session. So All in all, you know, when we come together as a team, we're back together. We have our masks on. Our kids bring they come in and they leave the facility. And so I'm really proud of our kids. They've accepted this new normal. They haven't blinked. They understand. They want a season so bad they're willing to do whatever you ask them to do. And they've done that. And we've remained healthy. And we recognize that, you know, eventually someone's probably going to get sick. And we're going to have to, you know, work with our local health department to figure that out. But we understand contact tracing and what it looks like. And we're making sure our kids are only coming together on the football field when the game brings them together. When the game doesn't bring you together, you have to be spaced out. And that was a monumental task early on. You know, these kids want to, they have a herd mentality, and they want to be around each other. But if you came to a practice now, I feel really good about the social distancing that's going on, except when the game brings us together.
Well, let's hope the game brings us all together 2 weeks from this coming Friday. We can get that ball rolling. Coach Elder, always great to talk to you. We appreciate you stopping by.
I appreciate it. And, hey, by the way, thank you so much for all you do. As I talk to you, I realize how lucky we are to have you. You do your homework, and you do a great job, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach. Much appreciated. Again.